first off, how are you feeling? I saw you on the injury report with the back issue.
Yeah, feeling good. Practice full the past 2 days. Don't think it'd be a problem.
Is that something that flared up on Sunday during the game?
Yeah, just, you know, everybody deals with stuff throughout the season, and mine just started a little early this year, so. But yeah, just guys in the training room did a good job, just get me back right and feel good.
Have you just kind of been dealing with various little things over the last month or so? Has it kind of been one of those?
Yeah, it's been kind of annoying a little bit, you know, even starting in the spring with the elbow, and just kind of fell behind the eight ball a little bit with it, but, you know, got to work that much harder, come in earlier, get treatment, and get treatment after practice, stuff like that.
Kyle, I know you guys are focused on Dallas now, but what's the key for the defense to put together a complete performance? I mean, you guys were so good in the first half against the Raiders, and that just kind of went away. What's the key ingredient for you guys to, you know, put it all together?
Yeah, I think it's just putting the whole 60 minutes together, and it's easy to say that. It's harder to go out there and do it, actually. And, you know, these guys, it's not anybody can get beat any week. Doesn't matter who you're playing, who the other team has. You know, everybody's got talent in this league, so we got to play for 60 minutes because we know that if we went down in a game, we want to fight and claw back in the same way the other teams do. So when we get a lead like that, we need to, as a defense, from a defense perspective, we have the opportunity to go out there, get a 3-and-out, get a 4-and-out, whatever it may be, to win the game and give our offense the ball back. We didn't do that, and luckily we got at least 15 more games to right that wrong.
It's only 2 weeks, and people don't really focus on rankings after 2 weeks, but to see you guys as 32nd passing with the veterans and the talent you have in your secondary, I understand it's passing defense is all three levels, but can you sense that's kind of sticking with you guys this week and it's kind of been a motivating factor to change that?
Yes and no. I don't think we get caught up too much in numbers, but I think we're knocking the run out so much that teams kind of abandoned it, and I think it kind of skews the passing numbers a little bit because, you know, I think they might have had 5 yards rushing in the first half or something like that, maybe 30 for the game, maybe. So, I mean, once you can't run the ball, you got to pass it or punt it. And so I think we're getting a lot more passes because of that. It's just we got to be more tied up in the back end. We've been having extra meetings as players to go out there and kind of write the stuff that's not going right.
In terms of your role so far, do you feel like it's basically similar to last year in terms of the way you're moved around? Or, I mean, does it feel different at all? I mean,
I feel like it's same for the most part. And I think Zio's done a great job so far in putting us in positions to go make plays and stuff like that. Obviously, the past two games haven't gone the way we wanted it to. But, I mean, if we were 10-0 and we lost two straight, it would be a different kind of conversation we're having right now. So, I mean, these two games, obviously we want to win them, but I mean, I don't think it's time to pull the fire alarm yet. So I think we have a chance to go kind of silence a lot of people on Sunday, and hope we can do that.
What's been the single kind of biggest thing, I guess? I'm sure it's a question, a little thing. Is the one that stands out? Communication? Is it just missed tackles, missed assignment? What's kind of held you guys back?
Yeah, a little bit of both of those, which you said. We missed tackles, and I would just say we could be cleaned up on a little more, a lot of stuff actually, and just execution. And it all ties in together, you know. If we get them to check the ball down to the flat, we need to come down and make a tackle, or just communication-wise, being on the same page. It's just, you know, something that's very, very fixable, and which I feel like there's no reason for panic right now.
Communication was a little bit of the struggle initially when Mike McDonald came in, and then with Zach Orr here at the start of the first two games. Is that kind of like a common thing when you are changing the voice at the top of the defense that's expected to be something that you work through at least at the beginning?
Yeah, I don't think that's been a big thing so far, really. I mean, I think Zio's done a pretty good job of continuing what Mike left us and creating his own kind of culture and style with it. And I think it's more so on us, the players, to get that part right, communication part. He's given us all the answers. We've got to go out there and do it. So it's up to us, leaders on the defense, on the whole team as a whole, to go out there and execute the game plan.
Now, do you feel that you're being schemed away from such a breakout performance last season?
Maybe. I mean, it's hard for me. I'm not in the offensive meeting room, stuff like that. So, I mean, I just make the plays that come to you, and I feel like I just try to be patient with it because you try to go make some plays, and you're not playing outside the defense. And at the end of the day, it's about the team winning. So if I don't have stats and we have a win, then, I mean, winning fixes a lot of problems. So I don't really have a problem with it. Just got to go out there and get a win.
Were
what do you think of Mel Kiper's suggestion to ban too high safety?
I saw that the other day. I feel like a lot of DBs be retiring earlier, and a lot of DB coaches get fired. It's too much talent in this league to know what coverage you're going to be in every time. And I mean, it might happen one day, honestly. I mean, same thing. People start talking about the kickoff like that and got a new kickoff. So hopefully it doesn't happen while I'm in the league. So that's my thoughts on that.